I'm Dave Wallner from Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I've always heard there is a land beyond the mortal dreams of man, where every tear will be left behind, but it must be another time. Ooh. There'll be an everlasting light shining so tired of earthly things, which promise peace but furnish pain. Life's sweetest joys combined could never match those in another time. Ooh. And though I gave my life to Christ and felt despair, glory in another place. Ooh. Ooh. So I'm waiting for another time and another place, where all my hopes and dreams will be captured with one look at Jesus' face. Sometimes I can hardly wait for that sweet, sweet someday, when I'll be swept away to another time and another place.
Over the years as a pastor, I've been teaching on the end times. And when we study what is happening in these days, we know that we're closing in on the end times. And what the surprise I have is the fear of the Christian. Many, many who call themselves Christians are living in fear. We can see that by the way they operate. We know there are incredible, strange things happening as far as the Christian world is concerned. For some reason, pastors are being arrested for opening their church, where other organizations are allowed to stay open.
If the Apostle Paul would have lived in fear and bowed to the whims of the government, the gospel would have not been preached. And I want to bring a message to the listener today. If you're going to be afraid and you're a Christian, God will have to do something about it. And I know what he's going to do about what's coming. There is a mighty power of the Holy Spirit that's going to be poured out. I know for a fact the disciples living in fear. They were cowering in an upper room, waiting for something to happen. And when the power of God hit them at the day of Pentecost, they became bold as lions. And I believe this is what's coming upon this planet. The power of God will be poured out upon all flesh. And many, many people will become bold as lions. But in the meantime, before that happens, we have to deal with the spirit of fear. We cannot back off. We have to stand strong in faith that God is going to do something. I know for a fact that many, many people are afraid. They don't seem to understand to stand up against the tyranny that is happening all over Canada and America is going to come to a close shortly. Already we're seeing change. The judge that was in the court case with the pastor that was in prison in Calgary or in Edmonton has now sided with the pastor. And they proclaimed that that's what I heard on the news, not on TV news. They don't tell you the truth, but on social media news, that the judge sided with the pastor and proclaimed that it is illegal to stop people from gathering in church and worshiping their God. This is what needs to be proclaimed here in Manitoba, and I believe it's coming. Not only that, I also believe the people that enforce these shutdowns are going to be held accountable. And the people that are trying to stop the word of this from going out will also be reckoned with. So be careful what you're doing, because God is out judging and seeing and testing everyone and everything. There is a great power of God that's going to move across North America. We have to remember in the days of the apostles, Ananias and Sapphira died because they were untruthful. We also know that King Herod died because he tried to shut down the church. And these things, I believe, will happen again. So we need to open our hearts to this. And in the meantime, we have to fight the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear has been all over the churches in the last year. But at the same time, we can see that the spirit of fear was active in the Word of God. We know some patriarchs were very afraid, and some were not. Those who were afraid got into trouble, and those who stood up and were bold for God, they had victory after victory. So today I'll teach on this subject, but before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, and I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the truth of the signs of the times. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies the book of Job, you can clearly see an interesting message that many people do not understand. Everybody seems to believe that Job was a very God-fearing man, which he was. but he also had a spirit of fear. The Bible teaches us in Job chapter 3 in verse 25, "For the things which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." See, God saw and understood that Job had fear, and he needed to get that fear out of Job. And it took quite a rough handling of poor Job for him to lose that fear. What was his fear? His fear was that somehow evil would come upon his house. He did not quite trust the Lord. Listen to this scripture in Job chapter 1 in verse 5. And it was his sons and daughters would usually go out and they would party in each other's houses. And it tells us this. "And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it might be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. He continually offered sacrifices for his sons. He was afraid that somehow they would turn God against him. It says here, "What I was afraid of came upon me." It's not that God turned against him, but God allowed Satan to try Job. When I study that, I can clearly see a picture of myself and of many people. We better be careful on what is in our heart. If we do not trust God, God may have to take us through the ringer to show us that he really loves us and cares for us. We do not have to be afraid that somehow God will turn against us just because we're not careful enough. Job was very, very careful. He constantly sacrificed, hoping that somehow God would not bring judgment upon him. And when the judgment came, and God finally opened Job's eyes to the truth of the situation, that God was in control, that he was a kind and good God, that he did not operate according to how Job thought. Job thought, "If my children are going to blaspheme, God is going to hit me." No, when you make a mistake, when your children go wrong, God still loves you. He's not going to punish you in any way or form. But if you go off the track, he may allow Satan to hit you so that you come back to him. So what I'm trying to say is this: have a relationship with Jesus. Trust him in all your ways, and you will not have to worry about calamity coming upon you. And if calamity will come, you will understand the reason, because God will allow you to understand, and that is because of your relationship with him. In Job chapter 42 in verse 5, listen to what Job says in the end: "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes." When Job's eyes finally opened up, he saw the truth of God. He saw how good God was. When you study that part of the story where God showed him, where God showed Job who he really was, he said, "I finally see you. Now I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes." And that's what many, many Christians need to understand and see, that Jesus loves them. He's not out there to set him up for bait for Satan to destroy. He's not setting Christians up to bring them down. He wants to lift you up. He wants to lift us up. He gives us the best in this life. Yes, we may have to endure calamity. We may have to endure persecution and tribulation. That's what always happens if you step out for God. Satan is gonna hit you with everything he can. Your brothers and sisters, your father and mother, they may turn against you. Your own people may turn against you. I experienced that years ago. But that's not from God. That's an enemy attack from Satan. And we have to expect it. But what happened here was this. Job was afraid. He didn't quite trust God. And he brought it upon himself. The Bible teaches us to rejoice in God, to have a relationship with him. And if we're going to have trials and tribulations, we will rejoice in them. When we studied the book of Job, what did Job say? He cursed the day that he was born. It was incredible how he sat there suffering unbelievable because of what he had to go through. Let's look at the story of Abraham. There was drought in the land, and Abraham did not trust God. So he moved to Egypt, and there he lied to the Pharaoh that his wife was his sister. And anybody who has read the story knows the rest of the story. From there comes Hagar, who is the mother of the Arab nations. Not that I'm against the Arabs, but since then, when Hagar came into Abraham's tent and lived with that family, from then on, there was nothing but trouble. It was because Abraham was afraid. Job was afraid. So what happened to him in the end? He said, "Finally, I see how you are, and I abhor myself, and I bury my face in dust and ashes." So we need to trust God. I look at myself, and there are times when I have to dig in my heels and trust God for something, because I do become sick. I do have problems in my life. But God is there to lead me through it. And I believe that happens to every Christian that is upon this planet. Satan, when he knows you're a Christian, he's going to test you one way or another. And the worst thing you can do is be afraid. Yes, there's going to be times when you're afraid. But don't worry about that, because God will bring you in once you see how God's plan works. So open your eyes and your ears to this, because we are running out of time. Jesus is about to come back for a bride that is without spot or wrinkle. And before that can happen, the power of the Holy Spirit has to be poured out to unite his bride together, so that we can go home with him, glorious, at peace with one another, and in harmony with one another. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Like a bird who flew away in autumn to a land of warmer days until the chill of winter has passed, I can see a ray of sunshine that tells me it's about time for the Holy God return at last.
In
could be
any season, but I just can't help believing any moment we could sail away. Just like a baby girl caged in prison, just growing.
In this part of the program, I will explain to you how to overcome fear. Fear is a spirit. It's a demonic entity. I have a friend that comes from Africa, and she explained to me, since I moved to Canada, I have found out that demons have medical names, and they have different types of names here in North America. That was very interesting to me. What they see as demons in Africa, here in the West, they are given different types of medical names. So fear is one of those, and it can be paralyzing. I know I've been hit with a spirit of fear, and I had to overcome it through the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus was the only antidote against that fear. When you lie in bed at night, awake, frozen, and paralyzed with fear that you cannot even move, you know it's a demon. And what you do is call out the name of Jesus. If your mouth cannot speak it because it's paralyzed, then think the name Jesus, and slowly it'll give you strength. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 16, it tells us this: rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Listen to this: in everything give thanks, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings. That's the problem with the church today. They don't recognize the prophets. They don't recognize the apostles who brings them incredible prophecies of what's going to happen. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil. That's another thing the church in many cases are lacking. Abstain from all appearances of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that call you, who also will do it. One word we need to understand: faithful is God who called you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, regardless in what situation you are. So why do we need to fear if God is for us? If God is for us, who can be against us? Yes, we may see some problems in these days, but don't worry, it's gonna pass. We're gonna win in the end, regardless what everybody thinks. In Ephesians chapter 6 in verse 10, it reads like this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, do stand. Here is what it says. We don't fight against flesh and blood. It's the demonic powers that you're fighting. Everything we're facing comes from Satan, whether it's sickness, disease, or whatever problem we have. It's brought on by Satan. This is the world. The world system is run by the evil one. And if we're in this world system and we're not guided by the Holy Spirit, we will run into trouble. That's why it's so very, very important to have a relationship with Jesus. Because if we don't, we're going to hit a problem. Satan is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. This was the problem with Job. He wasn't walking in joy with God. He was afraid. That was the problem with Abraham. He was afraid. He wasn't trusting God. And now here we stand at this time of history. Many, many afraid. You can see it when you walk amongst the people. Take on the whole armor of God. Stand, for Satan is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. But if you got Jesus, he cannot touch you. And last of all, to close this message out, in Nehemiah chapter 18, verse 10, it tells us this. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them whom have nothing. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be you sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah! That's where our joy comes from. It's from the strength of the Lord. We do not have to be afraid, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you have joy in your heart? Are you afraid of dying? If you're afraid of dying, you don't have the joy of the Lord. Are you afraid of getting sick? Are you afraid of losing your job? Are you afraid of the coronavirus? If you are, you don't have the joy of the Lord. That's all where the problem is. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself and to your God. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.